All right, welcome to this special update about BrightLearn.ai. I'm Mike Adams, and I've got some big announcements to share with you here about our book creation engine site that everybody's loving, and it creates books that you can download for free, read for free, and now we've just added audio, an audio summary, which is a conversational audio podcast between two people talking about the book. It's about 15 minutes in duration. So you can effectively listen to a highlighted version of the book with that audio podcast. Now, that's not available for every book. It's cost prohibitive right now to generate audio for every single book, but we are generating it manually. Well, I should say I'm clicking to generate it for the most popular books. So as books become more popular with more downloads and more reads, I will click generate on those to generate the audio podcast. We'll do it manually right now, and then later on we'll automate it as audio generation costs continue to fall. But this is a great format. What you can do is you can go to books.brightlearn.ai, and there you will see now we have categories that you can click on, from spirituality, science, technology, health, medicine, etc., you know, finance, survival, liberty. And you can also click on audio available as a button, and that would show you just the books that have audio available. And then you'll be able to click play or download if you want to play or download the audio. So it's really great. And right now I've got audio available for, let's see, three books. They are Toxic Pantry. That's how big food and corrupt agencies are making you sick. I've also got audio for the book The Self-Sufficient Flock, which is about raising happy, healthy chickens. And then on top of that, I've generated audio for a book called The Forbidden Cure by Dennis Lin. And this is a book about laetril, or apricot seeds, vitamin B17. So you'll be able to listen to all of those right now. And also note that we have surpassed 10,000 downloads. We have now 137 books, over 8,000 book reads, and over 10,000 downloads, which is really interesting to me because it means that more people are downloading the books than are actually reading the books online, which is fine. You know, you download them, you get the PDFs locally. You can just download them all. And in time, we'll have easier downloads where you can download all the books in a specific category. So you'll be able to have one click and just download, for example, everything in the survival category. You know, once it gets to be a larger number of books. Now, our next goal is to reach 1,000 books generated and 50,000 downloads. And of course, all of these books are offered through the Creative Commons attribution license. And what's great about these books is that these books are created by you. They're created by you. I mean, some of them are created by me, but most of them are not. Most of them are created by you based on your ideas, your concepts. And that's how we get these amazing books. Let me just read for you some of the titles that you have created on the site. Inventor's Roadmap, From That Eureka Moment to Market Success. Gratitude Unshaken, How Prayer and Thanksgiving Rewrite Your Heart, Mind, and Soul. Hidden Theft, How Property Taxes Violate Liberty and How You Can Legally Opt Out. The Ultimate IV Drip Therapy Guide, From Energy, Recovery, and Wellness, From First-Timers to Pro Athletes. Yeah, cool. Thrive Beyond Your Genes, The Uplifting Science-Backed Guide to Mastering MTHFR for Longevity, Vitality, and Radiant Health. I mean, there's so many books. The Frequency of Healing, Unlocking Emotional Roots of Disease, The Hidden Cost of the Cure, How Modern Medicine Depletes Your Body, and How to Reclaim Your Health. I mean, there are books on so many things here that you might not have even imagined. There's one called The Hidden Epidemic, How Your Teeth Are Secretly Sabotaging Your Health, and How to Fix It. And then here's a book that I'm loving, and this was created by Carrie Muma, The Electric Temple. It's Rewiring Your Body, Reclaiming Your Health, God's Blueprint for Healing in a Toxic World. In fact, I think I'm going to generate audio on that book because it's such a great book. And again, all these you can download for free. Now, if you purchase from our store over our Black Friday sale, healthrangerstore.com, you have received emails, probably by now, with tokens. Those tokens allow you to generate books if you go to brightlearn.ai. And over the weekend, many, many people were generating books using those tokens. As you can see, we have 137 books generated now. But there are thousands of tokens that we emailed out. So if you check your email, you know, if you're a customer, you would have received tokens. Check your email. Find those tokens. They're just 9 characters each. They're just 9 letters, all caps. And then each one of those allows you to generate one book at brightlearn.ai. So again, go ahead and check your email if you have those tokens. Check your email and have fun with it. And also, I've posted a video with a guide about how to use brightlearn.ai. And the short version of that is you really want a detailed prompt. You can create a very detailed prompt, paste it into the prompt window on the homepage there at brightlearn.ai. And if you need help creating the prompt, you can use our AI engine at brightu.ai in order to generate, you know, the prompt. And the more detailed that prompt, the better the book you're going to get. So in that prompt, you want to put in maybe your suggested book name, chapter names, chapter topics, highlights of things you want to be sure that the book covers. You could put in a whole table of contents there, but you don't have to. You can actually create a whole book just based on one sentence. You can say, you know, I want a book about building chicken coops, which I think that's the prompt I use for that chicken book, because I was just testing actually. And sure enough, it worked, and it built a full table of contents and it built the full book. It's amazing. But if you want a book that covers the things that you care about, then, you know, put in a very, very detailed prompt and it will work with that prompt. And your prompt could be, I think, up to 70,000 characters, which is a lot. I mean, it's almost like an entire book that you could put in the book prompt. Just make sure that you're not putting in some, you know, copyrighted material or something there. Make it your material. And then once you generate the book, which typically only takes a few minutes, then you can download the book as a PDF. You can share it with others. You know, you can even create books for people as Christmas gifts. You could create books for them. Just like have a book that's about a specific subject that somebody would love, or maybe somebody's struggling with something, you know, finances or mental health or depression or relationships or whatever, or moving or whatever. And you can create a book and give it to them as a gift. And you can even put your name as the book author if you want, or you could use a pen name. It's up to you. I'll advise you, by the way, to use the same name for all your books, because we have author pages that exist. And then if you use the same name, then your author page will show all the books that you have created. And then when somebody goes to read one of your books, on the side of the page, it will recommend your other books from you, not from other authors, just from you. So use the same author name if you want, you know, that kind of benefit. Okay, now the other thing I want you to know is that also over the weekend, I added over 200,000 additional sources for the indexing of the research citations for these books. So when I say 200,000 sources, what does that mean? Well, we got in all the articles from GreenMed Info. We got in thousands of articles from Mercola.com. We got in the entire data set from The Truth About Cancer. And let's see, what else we get? A bunch of stuff. So we have additional spoken word content, article content, and I am currently finalizing a big batch of books for citations indexing. I don't know what it's going to be, maybe 3,000 additional books, something like that. That's going to go in probably in the next week. And that will be added to the 10,000 books that we already have there. The 10,000 reference books, I should say. And what we do with that is, so we have the full text of, you know, 10,000 books, soon to be 13,000. And when our engine is creating the book chapters for you, it's referencing, it's doing research through all those 10,000 plus books to find sentences or paragraphs from those books that are related to the chapter of your book that our engine is creating at that moment. And so then, this is just like the way humans do research, right? It's like, oh, I'm going to write a chapter about, you know, gold or whatever. So I need to go find a bunch of books about gold and I need to cite them all and put them in the references section, right? So that's what our engine is doing. It's just doing it in, you know, milliseconds instead of taking weeks. So it does all that for you. And that's how our books have almost completely eliminated hallucinations. So you'll notice that when you read our books, unlike typical AI models that just make things up, you know, our books, I can't say never do that, but almost never do that, because it's referencing real pages of actual books. And it's also referencing hundreds of thousands of, or I'm sorry, hundreds of millions of other documents as well in this entire process, all kinds of documents. So this is a massive effort. I know it looks simple right now. When you use the engine, it looks really easy. Like, oh, it's just writing a book. And you might think, well, I could just go to ChatGPT and tell it to write a book. Sure, you could, and it would suck. It would be nothing like the books that our engine creates, because number one, ChatGPT is going to promote, you know, vaccines and climate change BS and all kinds of globalist nonsense. And then secondly, it's not going to reference hundreds of millions of pages of content and 10,000 plus books that have been specifically curated and chosen for this purpose, you know? So this isn't just like random slop being generated. These are researched books suitable for mainstream publication. Okay. Like, you could generate a book with this engine at brightlearn.ai. You could take that book and go to a publisher and you could get this book published. Now, they might want it reformatted or whatever, but all the research is done. All the writing is done. It's done. I mean, the cover art is even already done for you. I mean, literally, you could take these books to publishers and have them published, and you might want to take these books and publish them on Amazon.com. And did you know that you can do that? You can do that because under the Creative Commons license that we have, you can take these books and you can repurpose them for commercial use. And the only requirement is that you credit brightlearn.ai. So yes, you can generate books completely free with our engine and you can sell them on Amazon. Yes. I should add that to the frequently asked questions, actually, because I think a lot of people might have that question. So think about this. Some of you have been wondering, how are you going to earn money as AI sort of takes over? There are so many ways to do that, but one of those ways is to use our engine to create a book and then sell it on Amazon, or create 10 books and sell a 10-book set. And you might think, well, but can't people just get those books free of charge from your site? Well, yeah, if they ever heard of us, but most people, I mean, what percentage of the world have heard of Amazon.com versus what percentage have heard of brightlearn.ai, right? It's not even close. Like, everybody knows about Amazon. Almost nobody has yet heard about brightlearn.ai. So people don't know that these books are free. And by packaging these books and listing them on Amazon, and by, frankly, by prompting the books and creating them, you are adding value to this process. So you have every right to charge for those books on Amazon or wherever else. You know, it's not like you're forcing anybody to pay for the books, right? They're purchasing them because they want to exchange their dollars for the value that your book set promises them. And so you benefit and they benefit. And then indirectly, we benefit by more people learning about our platform, which is our goal. But see, I've always believed, if you know anything about my philosophy, you know that I've always believed that we live in a universe of great abundance. And I advocate for win-win-win relationships, not win-lose relationships. I don't believe that it's moral to get wealthy by extracting wealth from others or taking from others so that they lose and you win. That's immoral. I believe that you can be wealthy and someone else can also benefit from your transaction, and I can benefit, or my organization can benefit from your transaction as well, even in a non-monetary kind of way. So we all win in one way or another. And, you know, can this be like a side hustle for you potentially? Can you earn money doing this? You bet you can. Why not? Why not? There's a window of opportunity to do this. You can generate books and you can sell them. And hey, maybe somebody's doing this right now already, and I don't even know about it. And that's totally fine. That's completely okay. The rule is you can't generate books that already exist. The engine won't do that. It can't, you know, reproduce a book. And the other thing, did you know that you can't copyright book titles? I don't know if you knew that, but generally speaking, unless it's a very specific trademarked brand, like, I think, what is it? The Dummy's Guide to Whatever, or The Complete Idiot's Guide to Whatever, or Chicken Soup for the Soul. I think those are trademarked terms because they've been really heavily, heavily branded. But overall, generally speaking, you can't copyright the title of a book. You can copyright the book, but you can't copyright the title of a book. Now, for our books, because of our Creative Commons attribution licensing, we require that if you sell the book or give the book away, that you also grant that person the same Creative Commons license so that they could then alter the book, augment it, make a derivative work off that book, and then they could sell it again if they want, or they could give it away as long as they credit you. You see? So this is the gift that keeps on giving. But you are required to grant a license under Creative Commons that is inherited, because that's the license that we grant you when you use the book. But understand that that license gives you permission to use it commercially. So yes, you can create an entire business of generating and selling books on Amazon. And you might wonder, well, why aren't we selling the books on Amazon? Well, number one, I'm just busy. I mean, I don't have time to sell books on Amazon. I'm building the engine that lets you create books. You know, what am I going to do? Spend my day listing on, you know, no, I don't, I'm focused on creating the tools that empower you. And then you can use those tools to do whatever you want. And there are probably all kinds of tools out there that can automate Amazon listings. In fact, I'm sure those tools exist. I don't know what they are, but I'm certain they exist. So you could use AI tools to automate this entire thing. You know, I mean, it's talk about a new era of abundance. Here we are. So the bottom line here is that these are incredibly powerful tools for you, for your personal learning, for possibly using commercially, using as bonus items in whatever you do. I know that many of you listening, you might have your own courses or your own seminars, or you have a clinic. And maybe you've wanted to teach your customers something in your clinic. Maybe you have a chiropractic clinic or a Chinese medicine clinic. Well, you know, you could just generate your perfect book with all your ideas. And then you can either just tell all your customers the URL where they can read it or listen to it or download it. Or you could just give them a PDF file. Okay, so finally, I want to remind you that all of our AI tools are free to use, and the hub where you can find them all is at brighteon.ai. Our core AI engine is at brightu.ai. Our AI-powered news analysis engine is at censored.news, and it's had a little bit of stability trouble lately. I'm trying to troubleshoot that, but overall, it's working great. Every once in a while, it craters. Going to sort that out. And then, of course, the book engine is at brightlearn.ai. And for right now, it's open to token holders. And then coming soon, within the next few days, maybe, well, I'm guessing by the end of this week, it will be opened up to, there's going to be a free tier available to non-token holders, but there are advantages to token holders because you get better cover art, you get moved to the front of the queue for production, you get longer chapters and, you know, more text, etc. So there are advantages to having tokens, but there is going to be a free tier that is opened up pretty soon. All right, so thank you for all your support. We couldn't do this without you, obviously. Appreciate your support. And if you want to support us, shop with us at healthrangerstore.com, where you will find an incredible universe of laboratory-tested clean foods, superfoods, high-end nutritional supplements, as well as personal care products like body soap, toothpaste, deodorant, all ultra-clean, amazing formulations, completely free of synthetic fragrance chemicals across the entire product line. Almost everything is certified organic, and everything is laboratory tested in our mass spec lab, where we test for glyphosate, we test for atrazine for some products, we test for microbiology, heavy metals, and aflatoxins for certain products as well, and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine. Highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at healthrangerstore.com.